And I was one of the participants at the conference this past June. Imagine was the theme of last month's Desert Southwest Conference. You say that this early in the morning. Anyway, in Glendale. And I thought it would be a challenging theme to execute, and actually they did wonderful, and it resulted in a very excellent conference. We have a new bishop, Robert T. Hoshibata, who is a lovely man, very energizing and energetic and caring and loving and fun. Early on, he told us about when he was growing up. He had a no thank you helping in his home, and this is when his mom wanted him to try something new that she thought he wouldn't like. So he called it a no thank you helping, where you take it, you eat it, you don't complain. So this is a 3.5-day conference, and towards the end of the third day, we had a no thank you helping that we had to deal with about radical evangelizing. We were going to have an assignment where we had to go out in the public, and we were given a bottle of water that had information about Imagine No Malaria, and we were to give it to a stranger and tell them about that, introduce ourselves, maybe pray with them, and maybe even take a picture with them. So Pastor Neil immediately got us into his vehicle and took off, going 5 or 10 minutes away from where we were, the womb, and he stopped at like a Circle K, which had many gasoline pumps, and immediately the doors flew open and we were at our tasks. And if you want to hear what happened, just get us afterwards and we will be glad to tell you about that. So, okay, I got that. Okay, so Imagine No Malaria is a 3-year project that is sponsored by the United Methodist Church, and it's to rid Africa of malaria-carrying mosquitoes. What an awesome project to have. Imagine our church accomplishing that. The total amount to be raised by all of the conferences is $75 million. The Desert Southwest Conference, which is our group, is set to save 200,000 lives. And that is accomplished by people donating $10 for one mosquito net to save someone. And all the money raised in the conferences is strictly going to go for nets only. There's no administrative cost. So Gila Mountain has decided to take on a goal of raising $10,000. That means that we will save 1,000 lives. And we've already raised over 30% of that goal, and I'll tell you more about that in a little bit. Over 1 million people die each year of malaria. 3,000 die each day. These are mostly children under 5 or pregnant women. Imagine saving your change to send to Imagine No Malaria. There is a brochure that everyone will receive today, and there's a snail mail address at the bottom, and there's also a web address, imaginenobuzz.net. And between those locations, if you choose to give anything, that would be the location you would be sending it to. Perhaps you would consider saving one life and sending $10, or 5 lives and pledging $50, or pledge $50 over $500, I'm sorry, over 3 years, save 50 lives, or even pledging $1,000 over 3 years, which amounts to about $28 a month, and save 100 lives. That's radical evangelism to do any of those. And my two examples of $1,000 pledges, I know that there are two people who have already done that. The first one, as soon as they heard about this need and the fact that it was only $28 a month, said, I can do it, and this person did. Another person was more reluctant, but nevertheless did the same thing. So imagine giving something. Imagine giving $10 to provide a mosquito net and save one life. Imagine giving more. Imagine how would you feel? Imagine no more malaria in 3 years. Thank you very much.
I have to put on my, well, they're not rose-colored, they're vibrant orange and yellow glasses so that I can imagine better. Our new bishop is a breath of fresh air. Our first influence was him was when he stood before us and put on his glasses. Everyone at conference was giving a pair of crazy glasses. And he invited us to imagine not just no malaria, but to imagine what we as a church can do. For me, this year's annual conference reminded me of what the conferences I grew up in back east were like. They were a time of celebration of ministry, and the churches were called to minister to each other. The basics of John Wesley and his theology were taught, and everyone participated in some kind of a group study or Bible study or Sunday school. Churches were what we did. Church was the center of our lives, and everything in our life revolved around the church. We are being called to get back to our roots of building the church as our community. Another issue I was impressed in was having representation of youth and young adults. We were the youth when I was young and in the church involved. I was a youth delegate to conference. That was my first time at conference, was as a youth delegate. And for me, it has been something I have done for most of my life. We were called to promote involving more of the youth in the things that we do. We were called, one of the things that was passed at conference was if an area does not have enough youth to be involved to send representation to conference, that other districts that have youth that they could supply could be used to have children at conference, because it's important to hear from our young people today. Our young people today are our church of tomorrow. And if we don't understand where they are and they don't understand what the church is about, we're not going to be church. So that was another thing that I found very important. And I just wanted to share some figures with you. The mission project for the churches, as you know, we were collecting food for the food banks. $66,333 was raised in funds that went to food banks. 72,208 pounds of canned food was donated to food banks. And 623 boxes of dry food was also given. So imagine what we can do as a church today.
Well, my imagining glasses aren't quite as colorful as hers, but there they are. We had the auditorium turned into the Imaginarium. I think we are now the Imaginarium. And we're going to follow, I just wanted to share with you some first impressions. I was my first conference. I got to share my birthday with a lot of other people. That was kind of fun. It's one of those places, for me, it was very, very much a growing experience. I wanted to share the day of learning. We listened to Walter Brueggemann, who wrote a book called The Journey to the Common Good. And out of that is the lesson was, out of abundance we give, out of scarcity we keep. That's my paraphrase. So we need to remember we have an abundant life. We need to give to more people. We need to share ourselves. The entire conference was one of that. The young people, I must tell you that I had to walk out when the youth had their music going. I couldn't quite do it. But then I came back, but they had wonderful lessons. We are pleased that we had so many young people there. The bishop was, I just thought he was just an ordinary guy. He was kind of fun. He was able to chat with us, and when he was praying, a little girl was praying, and she prayed she was standing there the whole time. I thought, yes, he's an incredible influence on us. So I must tell you that I am now an annual conference junkie. It was a lot of fun. I brought back stuff I want to share with you. The Imaginarium was just part of it. We need to imagine what we can do as a church, what we can do as a person, and what we can do for God.